Good morning. It's September 21st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and the music you're listening to is Naval Battle at St. Vincent by Richard Birdsall. Today's title is The Good Shepherd. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. Matthew 8:8-9. Recently, I was reading C.S. Forrester's 1955 classic, The Good Shepherd. I knew it would be excellent because as a boy, I grew up in a sailing family. I had read all of the famous Horatio Hornblower series by the same author. But the real impetus for picking up this novel of historical fiction was the recently released major motion picture, as they say, entitled Greyhound, produced, directed, and starred in by Tom Hanks. It is based closely on the 1955 novel. Hanks wanted to do justice to the so-called Battle of the Atlantic, perhaps the most critical and longest contested theater of World War II, but to date, the least depicted in popular media. Hanks plays the American U.S. Navy commander George Krause, a 42-year-old experienced officer, but as yet untested in battle, in command of the USS Keeling. She was the flagship of an international four-destroyer escort, which was tasked with guarding a 32-ship supply convoy. The menagerie of different ships, varied in size, configuration, and speed, was crossing the Atlantic to the British, who in 1942 were desperate for fuel, food, medical supplies, and clothing. Unfortunately for the Allies, the Nazi submarines, known to hunt in what were referred to as wolf packs, lurked beneath the surface, waiting to pounce on any Allied ship, sending a series of torpedoes that could, and often did, send huge supply ships and their doomed crews plummeting toward the frigid, dark bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, over 2 miles below the furious waves of the surface. Krause was a deeply religious man, not only praying on his knees by his bunk every morning and evening, but frequently calling scripture to mind in the course of each and every pitching, rolling, gray, freezing spray of a North Atlantic day. A radar contact 15 miles in the distance, representing a possible Nazi U-boat on the surface for air and battery recharge, brought to mind 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour." Vigilance was brutally difficult with exhausted crews and too few destroyers, and yet, if neglected for a moment, could lead to the deaths of hundreds in a moment. The young commander gave radio orders quickly, authoritatively, positioning both his shepherds and the sheep they sought to protect, despite the knowledge that the other destroyers were Polish, British, and Canadian, and captained by older men who had all been in battle, whereas he had not. He marveled at their devotion to duty, and our opening excerpt crossed his mind. It was an excerpt from the story of the centurion in Matthew 8. The young Roman commander from Capernaum had a servant lying paralyzed at home, and he sought Jesus' intervention. When the Lord offered to follow him home, the centurion famously refused, saying that as a military man under orders, he knew that when he gave an order, it was followed, and the centurion believed in his heart that Christ had power over life itself, and merely needed to say the word and it would be done, even without Jesus' physical presence at the servant's bedside. The other captains had faith in him, in the unified chain of command, in the power of the Allies, working together to defeat the closest enemy to Satan himself that the world had ever known. Their obedience was complete, without hesitation, without thought to their own peril, because they trusted in the Good Shepherd, who commanded the USS Keeling. Krause, too, would put his trust in his own commander, Jesus Christ, and do so over and over, despite the horrific vicissitudes of battle on the high seas. We all face hardships every day, some small, some nearly overwhelming. We've been given the Holy Spirit to dwell within, and if we'll allow him, he will bolster us against temptation, lead us away from the crouching lion waiting to pounce, and remind us of the centurion's faith, immediate, unhesitating, and confident, that the Good Shepherd with just a word can see us through. Dear Heavenly Father, We love you. Part of that is trusting you, even when the wolf pack gathers in the gloom. One word from you, and the devil will flee. One word from you, and no matter if life in this world continues, our home with you is never ending and persists right there on the other side of our last breath. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.